Morning, welcome to the G Spot, the Good Spot, the Graham Spot, the God Spot, where all the G's meet. So, as promised, today we're gonna talk about money. I hope everyone is okay. Wherever you are, it's been an interesting week so far, but I hope everyone is okay. So, we're going to jump straight in. We don't have much time, you know. It's usually a very short period we have to converse on these things. So today we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about financial literacy. Financial literacy. And I feel like this is a conversation that we should have, especially for the young guys out there, because we are at a point in time in history where money is just, it's a resource that has become difficult to tame. You know, if those are the right words I choose. So there are a couple of things I'm going to mention as we progress. And number one, top of the list, is financial literacy. So what exactly is financial literacy? Financial literacy is the kind of information that you acquire that can allow you as an individual to make informed and effective decisions with all your financial resources. You get me? It's information that allows you as an individual, you know, to make informed and effective decisions with all your financial resources. Okay? So that is number one on our definition list, financial literacy. That's the definition of financial literacy. So the thing with money is you have to be financially literate, right? You have to understand how this money is supposed to work for you to make you richer and wealthy as a person. And the richer you get with the money that you have, you gain what we call financial freedom. And what is financial freedom exactly? Financial freedom is a point where each and every one of us wants to get in life, whereby you don't have to rely on your family or your job or any company for your money. It's a point in life where you are so free with your money that, you know, at the end of the day, I don't have to go to work so that I can get my money. No? I'm going to get it at the end of the day. I don't have to wait until the end of the month to get my payslip so that I can get money. And I think this is a point where each and every one of us aims and targets to get someday in the coming years, financial freedom. Another thing is financial confidence. This is the confidence that you have as a person to generate more money. It is a belief system that you have the ability to create more money with the money that you already have. So the whole point of financial literacy is getting a proper understanding of these three things and putting them in your life in terms of application and getting the best result out of them. Being financially literate, being financially free, and being financially confident. That cycle of those three things, whereby you know how to make good use of your money, you know how this money works in a way that it makes you a free person, gives you financial freedom, and finally, you have financial confidence to create more money with the money that you already have. That is the whole point of financial literacy. So, one thing that we need to really understand is that the world has been made to appear as though there is a scarcity of money, but that's not really the case. There's money to be made out there, but it's only available to those who know how to make it. You know, a very interesting statistic is the fact that the top 85 richest people in the world basically own so much money than the rest of humanity, like the other seven billion people. You understand? Like this, the likes of Warren Buffett, the likes of Akina Elon Musk, we own so much money that sisi wengine, the rest of us down here, you know, we have, even if we put our money together, we cannot accumulate our money to the level where these top 85 people are in life. So the thing is, there's always money to be made out there, but it is only available to those who know how to make it. Money is like a game. It's like poker. And there are rules that have to be followed strictly. You understand? there's money to be made, and this money is like, it's like a big game. It's a game that you have to understand the rules so that you can win. Once you understand the rules of money, then definitely you get to a point in life whereby generating money and maintaining it, multiplying it to make you a free individual becomes very easy. This is the basis of our conversation today. Interestingly, I don't know if you are aware, but 90% of the population in the world right now is still financially illiterate. Though the information on financial literacy is so available over the internet, it's available everywhere literally, but sadly 90% of us are financially illiterate. That is why we're going to have this conversation. We are trying to introduce this number from 90% to a good percentage, you know, like probably to, especially for a country like Kenya, trust you me, it might be scary that more than 90% of our population might be actually financially illiterate. To show like the considerable depth of illiteracy that is out there is an interesting fact that 75% of all lottery winners actually end up bankrupt after winning billions, millions of money. What is lottery? Lottery, gambling, one and the same thing. You know, these people who win sport pesa and stuff, those people who win some random competitions, you know, you are putting some money, 50 bob, and then you win 10 million, 30 million. But at the end of the day, 75%, this is 3/4 of all lottery winners actually end up bankrupt. Bankrupt after winning millions. This is just a key highlight of how illiterate we are as a society in terms of our finances. Financial education, sadly, is one of those things that is not offered in our schools. You know, you go to school, you are taught about money, the addition, the subtraction, the multiplication, you know, the numbers, playing with the figures. But the most important thing is literacy. How do you make money work for you is one of those things that we never taught in school. That is why we have a good 90% of the population that is not financially capable of managing their resources. So the question is, why do people not learn financial education? Why don't we learn? Mbona, why is it that it's so difficult for most of us to get financially literate? Number one on top of the list is conventional wisdom. What do I mean by this? You know, we grow up in families whereby your mom and your dad would be like, you know, money is scarce, it's really hard to come by, right? Money does not grow on trees. Eh? Money is the root of all evil. All this kind of conventional wisdom, this kind of words that we've heard all over the years, they affect our understanding of finances. You grow up being told that debts, you know, loans, these kind of things are the worst things that you can ever do to yourselves. But as we're going to continue, we're going to realize that debt is one of the best tools that you can use to uplift yourself in years to come. But conventional wisdom, these things that we've been told for years, are things that affect us and limit our ability to learn about money. Financial education, my friends, is not conventional. It just doesn't come like that. It's nothing that you're born with. It's not the way you are born and you are told that you take a spoon, put it in your mouth, that's how you eat. But that's not how financial education is. That's not how it works. It's not conventional. People know about the math of money, but do not understand about wealth creation. We know how to add money. Unajua ukiweka 500 na 500, you get 1,000. You know that if you put 600 plus 400 plus 300, you have 1,300. You know the math. But do we really understand wealth creation? We don't. Now that is a point we are lacking as a society. Number two reason why people don't learn about money is that we live in a comfort zone. And we have low self-esteem in terms of making money. You see, in order to make money, in order to become financially literate, in order to create wealth for yourself and your generations to come, you have to have a belief that you can actually be rich, that you can be wealthy. You have to acquire so much self-esteem that you can take financial risks. You have to step out of the comfort zone. And you have to embrace the mindset of success. You know, financially that is, you have to have charisma and confidence to create wealth. But the fact that we are lacking some of these things, we have so much low self-esteem that you can't find anyone who's willing to take a bank loan so they can start a business, because at the end of the day you're thinking, what if I'm not going to be successful? What if this business fails? Because we are afraid to take risks. We want to be in a comfort zone where we operate on a dollar a day economy. Most of us, as Kenyans actually, it's so sad that the average Kenyan lives below 200 shillings a day. So these two things hinder us. They hinder us from learning about money. The fact that we're in a comfort zone and we believe that financial education is limited to conventional wisdom. So we're going to look at some of the rules, the very important rules that rotate and revolve around money, these things that define money, that define wealth creation. Number one of the things that you have to learn in terms of financial literacy is the fact that you have to learn not to invest on what you don't understand. Don't invest on anything that you don't understand. That is one of the things that all financial literate people do not do. They don't invest on what they do not understand. Investment is very, very important. Especially for young guys that you are growing up, you're getting to a point in time and in life whereby you're probably getting a job, you're going to get money. You're going to have the temptation to invest. But do not invest on what you don't understand. That is the first rule. One of the things that you have to understand is the fact that you can never be rich working for someone. You can never be working a 9-to-5 the rest of your life and you expect to become rich, you expect to become wealthy. No, that's a big lie. You have to learn to invest. But at the same time, don't invest on what you don't understand. Invest in things like, you have to invest in things like stocks, things like bonds, probably real estate, forex. These are some of the easiest things that you can invest on. And they require financial education. You have to learn. And remember this, that the most important investment you can make, we're talking about investments. And I say that don't invest on what you don't understand, but now I'm telling that the importance of investment. You can never be rich by working for any person. You can never be rich getting paid 12 times a year. Leaving payslip to payslip, no, hakuna vile utatoboa. You're going to be a very poor person. You have to invest in stocks, bonds, real estate, forex, some of the easiest things which you can learn to invest in. And remember that the greatest investment you can make is in yourself before anything else. You have to get the necessary information on whatever field that you want to invest. You want to invest in stocks, get a proper understanding on that. Invest yourself in terms of getting information on stocks, on bonds, on real estate, on forex. Financial education is not an option if your path and if your journey in life is to become rich. This is a necessity. It's like drinking water, my friends. You cannot stay for 40 days without drinking water. Hapana bwana. No. You have to know that financial education is not an option. Invest in your businesses. This is also another thing that we have to learn, you know. You have to invest in a business. Young guys, I'm encouraging you. Anza biashara bana. Even the smallest of business, even if it means you're selling smokies and eggs out there, you have to invest in a business. And you know, the world is so unfair and demanding of men especially. You have to understand, especially if you're listening to me as a man, that success is not an option. It's a necessity. And understanding money is going to be a great key on your journey to financial freedom. So, if you have a business, invest in it. Be it marketing, be it research, be it development. These three things, marketing, research, and development. If you are running a business, invest in that business. The more you invest, is like fueling a car. Eh? The more you will unenda mbele, fuel tank inapungua, of course. You have to fuel it all the time. Yeah, that's the whole idea of investing in your business. That's another thing you have to learn about finance. You have to invest in a business. Start a business and invest in it. Number three is the fact that you have to invest in real estate. This is one thing that I'm also going to try out very, very soon. I wanna give it a shot. Investing in real estate. What is real estate? Real estate, it's basically, there's this concept in Imogen whereby if you're investing in real estate, let's say I identify a building that has been run down. Probably it's in a really bad condition, right? So I go buy this this building that is in a bad condition. So once I get the unit, I am going to renovate it. I make it look really nice. And then after that, what do? I wait. I hold my position in the market. And when I see that the demand has risen, of course, there are times when demand is so high for real estate. What do? I sell that at a profit. That is one way you can approach real estate. There are those who prefer to buy land and then, you know, build up. And then they sell those buildings. Real estate is quite demanding, especially for young guys. It might seem like an impossible task. It takes a lot of money, right? But you don't have to do some of these things alone. I think that the best approach for real estate, especially for the younger generation, is to get a couple of friends who you trust, who trust each other, right? Who are the same vision, the same mindset of success. I think if you can pull funds together, it's one of those things that you can actualize. You just, real estate, unajua, I identify real estate as one of those things that can actually propel you to become a better person in life. I realize that almost all the top people we have out.
We're back. We had a minor breakdown. So as I was saying, one thing I realized that all these top guys we have out here
actually are real estate moguls. I'll give you examples. Number one, look at someone like Donald Trump. He has invested heavily in real estate. Look at, let's bring it closer to home. You've seen the Chris Kirubi family, the whole empire that Chris created. It was basically based on real estate. Like, real estate was one of those things that propelled him to where he was. Look at, who else do I know who has invested heavily in real estate? Let's look at companies like Cyton, for example. Look at how Cyton is investing in real estate. Just question yourself, why do these guys invest so much in real estate? And it's very simple. It's a key to creating wealth. Real estate. You wake it to the back of your mind. If you really want to make it out here and become one of those great people will remember, just have some investment in real estate and you will never regret it. Go observe all the top billionaires, millionaires we have in the country and out there. They've invested in real estate. So there's a secret in that. Number four, invest in stocks and shares. So what exactly are stocks and shares? This is one of those things in Unaskianga. Invest in stocks, buy stock. So stocks are basically parts of a company that are available to the public. It's something that it's a part of the companies that you can own as a member of the public, you understand? But before you invest in either stocks and shares, because people also make losses, millions, they make losses in millions if they make bad investment when it comes to stocks and shares. So you have to put a lot of understanding and do a lot of research on any investment, especially if it involves stocks, if it's evolving around stocks and shares. Do a lot of research, find a professional in the industry and talk to them before investing. Another way you can also look at real estate is by buying land and selling. It's also a way that you can make yourself very rich. Land. You see, the thing with land is the fact that it never depreciates in value. Hakuna siku utasikia you bought low and you are selling lower. You literally sell at a price higher than whatever you bought. So land is also another way of approaching real estate. Number five on investment is, you have to learn to save in circles. Circles are a very good approach. And I'd advise most people to choose circles over companies, because at the end of the day, after you've saved, you'd want to take a loan. And what I understand is the fact that circles provide better leverage in terms of interest rates when you take loans. So invest in a circle. Save. Learn to save kwa circle. So that's all in terms of investment. So don't invest in what you don't know. Invest in yourself. You are your greatest asset. Invest in your business if you have one, and if you don't want, Start one and invest in it. Number three is to invest in real estate. Number four is to invest in the stock market by buying shares. And number five, saving circles. That is all for investment. Number two rule of understanding financial literacy is the fact that debt can be a very powerful but deadly tool. Why do I say this? There are two types of approaching debt. We have good debt and bad debt. But society has created a notion, this conventional wisdom, that debt is one of those things that can ruin you. But that's not really the case. As I say, there's good debt and bad debt. What is bad debt? A good example of bad debt is student loans. You allowing, as a society, allowing 18-year-olds to make very important financial decisions for themselves without proper understanding of financial literacy is very risky business. One of the things that you should know about bad debt is it's a debt that you take and you do not have a proper direction in terms of how you are going to pay off that debt. You don't know how you're going to create more wealth from it so that you can be able to pay back. Student loans are one of those debts that I identified as really bad debts. Most of the time, people struggle paying back these things. If you're not taking a loan, a debt, so that you create more money, then definitely you will struggle with paying back. That's a bad debt. A good debt, on the other hand, is debt that you know you will pay off and you will make, and it's going to make you more money. A good example is whereby you can take a loan and start a business that's going to build you as a person and it's going to make you profit. That's good debt. And we say that for one of those things that hold people back is the fact they do not have good self-esteem. They do not have the confidence to take risks. But a debt that is going to be taken and used in a way that is going to create more wealth, that's good debt. It's one of these things that can propel you to another level. You have a brilliant idea, but you don't have the resources. Having the confidence, the courage to approach a bank, present your idea, and being given a loan, and starting a business, regardless of the risk, my friend, that's balls. It takes balls. It takes financial confidence. Once you get it, you will understand that debt can be a powerful tool in the fact that it can transform your life, it can uplift you. But at the same time, if it's bad debt, it is a deadly tool. It's going to run you down. It can get you in prison, but what to get bankrupt, what to fungo juu ya madini. So, debt. Understand that debt can be a powerful tool, but it's also very, very deadly. So, managing your debt so that it can create you more financial resources is a very, very important skill. Number three rule is to think rich. In order to become rich and to become wealthy, and being wealthy, those are two different things. You can have money and then you can be wealthy. You know, it's not the same thing. You have to think rich. In order to actually create wealth, in order to become a wealthy person, you have to see yourself as a wealthy person. You have to get it in your head first. You've learned to invest. You've learned to use debt to your advantage. Now you have to think rich. You have to have the mindset. You have to spend your money on things that give you confidence, financial confidence. You have to invest in yourself. Usiogope bana kujispoil bana. One of those concepts that financial gurus introduced in the world to keep the poor and the rich is the fact that they tell you to live beneath your means. Usispend pesa mingi. I'm not encouraging you guys to overspend, but one thing you should know is that don't live way, way below your means. No. You have to give yourself room to grow. You have to gain new skills to make you money to live the life that you want instead of, you know, living way below your standards. So zingine, you have to push yourself. You know, you tell yourself, today I want to do this and do this and that. But before I do that, I have to find a way to create money. Yeah? The challenge, you say by the end of the year, I want to take myself to Mombasa. You want to treat yourself. You want to have that nice life kidogo too. But before then, you have to learn how to create wealth. So gain new skills that can make you money to live the life that you want. The moment you embrace the fact that this rich mentality, the moment you embrace it, then you will start to see opportunities of making money so that you can actually live the life that you want. Not living below the poverty line. You can't even go buy yourself a coffee out there because you see that you're going to become poor if you do it. No. Saa zingine bwana, you see, this pastor kitambo sana, remember, he used to encourage us and tell us that, you know what, guys, if you want to be rich, you have to have the rich mentality. Saa zingine, wear a nice suit, dress up, pige hiyo koloni, ile inaitwa sijui rich boss, you smell like a millionaire. Enda showroom bwana, ask around, tell them I want to buy a car. Can you show me which vehicle you have on sale? They take you around, you know, they tell you, ingia mkubwa, ebu see if it fits you, you like it. Once you challenge yourself, you get it in your head. E game ni mental, game ya success ni mental. The first step is getting it in your head that you can actually make it. So once you embrace that concept, then definitely you start attracting wealth. Wealth is like a magnet. You have to have the polarity to attract it. And one of the ways is to start thinking rich. Challenge yourself. Step up as a person. And indeed, trust you me, you are going to be getting to where you want. Number four rule is to develop skills that acquire assets. What are assets? Assets are the opposite of liabilities. Assets are things that build your value. They do not depreciate. They make you richer. They make you more valuable. Your brain is your biggest asset. That is one thing you should understand. You have to develop skills that are required in the market so as to make more money. One of the characteristics of these skills of high demand is the fact that they bring a lot of money to the market and they make people rich. So you have to develop those skills. Figure out what suits your abilities best. Eh? Unajua kila mzee yako unique in their own way. There's a thing that suits you best. Once you figure that thing out, develop it, monetize it, so that you can gain resources from it. And then you have to, you know, use it to acquire more and more assets. So basically, the fourth rule of making money is developing skills that acquire assets. You see, be it that you are a great marketer, ibana, develop that skill. Some of these skills that identify that you can develop as a person are things like programming. These are 21st century skills. Programming, things like software design, graphic design, procurement, sales and marketing, if you are good at it. Invest in those things. Develop your brain as an asset. Develop your brain as an asset to make you wealth. Those are the four primary rules of making money, my friends. Financial literacy, once you understand those four things, investment, number two, you understand debt, you think rich, and you develop skills to acquire assets. My friend, you are on your way to becoming the next Elon Musk of our country. That was our conversation today. We were talking about money, financial literacy. Some of the key lessons, I'm just going to mention a few things that you can just note down. It's very important that you can use them. Number one, if you really want to become wealthy in this world, you have to increase your expenditure as your income increases at a healthy level. See it, you are getting 30k, you want to live a 200,000 life. No. Just improve. Pole pole, increase your expenditure as your income increases. But at a healthy level, that is how you constantly keep improving. Do not live beneath your means as a justification that you are saving, you know, you want to live the good. No. As you step up in terms of income, step up in terms of expenditure. There is no shortcut. But you have also to learn that you have to save. This is a thing I learned a few months ago, that always, as you're increasing in terms of income, make sure that you maintain a static 20% of your income on savings every time. If your salary is 30,000, 20% save. If it's going to get to 50k, 20% of that 50k save. See, you are earning 100k, you are saving the money you used to save when you are earning 30k. You are not progressing. So as you are increasing in terms of income, also increase in expenditure, increase also in savings. That is how you grow. Number two lesson I learned is that you have to diversify your income. Have several sources of income as a person. And I learned that freelancing and consulting is one of those ways that you can really diversify yourself as a person. Maybe there's a skill that you've acquired. You say that your brain is your greatest asset, so you've invested in your brain. There's a skill that you can freelance on. There's something that people can consult you on. Now, diversify on that. The thing with freelancing is that there's no ceiling to what you can actually make. Let's say I'm a videographer, right? I can do 20 jobs in a month. I'm not limited to what I can do. It's not like my employer is going to tell me this month I have 3 jobs that I can do. If you are good at freelancing and consulting, invest there. Diversify that income. Use that skill to make you more money. Number 3, invest in yourself. This is one thing I've said on, this is the third time I'm actually saying invest in yourself. Use money to make more money. Financial education is not an option. Once you want to make money, you have to put money in terms on the right tool. You have to invest in the right tools, resources, and knowledge to grow so that you can learn on various ways of diversifying your income. So invest in yourself. Get financially literate. I think in end other classes are Forex, bro. And the tool learn. It's going to pay off one day. So invest in yourself. Number 4, don't be picky on opportunities. Opportunities are going to come your way as you're going to grow, you know, wealthy and stuff. Don't be picky on the opportunities you have. Opportunity comes if it's making you money in a very legal way. At times, yes, we have to consider morality. Although, well, morals are very flexible. They say morals are a fabric. Fabric can take any shape. So don't be picky on opportunities. You get an opportunity making you money, but invest yourself there. But at the same time, don't invest so much what you don't know. Number 5. Another lesson I learned is the fact that you have to lower rent at times. Even if it means staying at home, it seems like a very challenging thing, but if it forces you, at times lower your rent. There's a thing with rent. You wanna say manga, your rent, your expense in your income, whatever amount you're making, a third, your rent should not exceed a third of what you're making in a month. You should never. So whenever you feel like you're being pressured, allowed to lower your rent. Lower your rent at times, even if it means staying at home, do it. It's a good financial decision you can make. Number 6 is the fact that don't buy anything you don't need. Eh? For those of us who are spendthrifts, I personally have to say that I am suffering from that disease. So don't buy things that you don't need. If you don't need it, don't buy it. Save that money. Number 7 is the fact that you have to track important things in terms of your finances. Learn to monitor your finances. This is one thing I'm also embracing recently, tracking my financial decisions. Monitor your finances. There are very nice apps, Zingiziko Play Store, whether you're using Iyengine Netwanga, Apple Store. There are so many nice apps. Use them to track your finances so you can understand how you are spending your money. That's how you grow as a person. That's how you become rich. Number 8. Challenge yourself to read one financial book a year. Once a year. Just one book. One book. Mwaka mzima, you have 365 days in a year, right? Just read one book. One year, one book. One financial book a year. And trust me, you're going to get so much information. You're going to open your mindset to making money. There are 3 books I'd recommend. There's a book called Ikigai. Very nice book. There's another one I read recently called The Richest Man in Babylon. Very nice book. Then there's another one called Rich Dad Poor? Something like that. Rich Dad Poor something. So that book, Sigumbuki Vizuri. Go read some of these books. They open your mind, they open your scope of understanding. They make you a better person. Number 9, celebrate your success. Enjoy life, Bwana. In this process of making money, in your journey to making riches, enjoy life. Celebrate yourself. Every step you make along the way, mazi, usiogope, go buy yourself a nice suit. That's one thing that can build your confidence. You know, go buy yourself some nice perfume. You know, give back to yourself. If you need to treat yourself, take yourself out. You made 10K this week, treat yourself kidogo, mazi. That's one way that, you know, you make yourself happy. In as much as we're struggling to become rich and stuff, don't forget the goal. The goal of life, mazee, ni kuwa happy. It's being happy at the end of the day. So, make sure you're celebrating your success along the way. So, that's it for today. That was our conversation in terms of financial literacy, success, wealth, money creation, you know, all those things. I hope you've understood a thing or two. I hope that there's one thing you're going to note down. It's something that you're going to take home. And you're going to reduce that level from 90% of the world being financially literate to, you know,
a smaller percentage. What that one person who's had, you're a blessing. So that's it for today. Have a blessed day ahead. Keep winning. Keep making money. Open your mind to new opportunities and invest in yourself. Yeah, so be blessed, guys.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money,
money, money, money, dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling, cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling, patting pockets. We take the dollar, dollar, can't a damn soul stop it.
Here comes the new kid on the block. Hold on, your bets, here's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Pours Rican testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne, it's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to playboy bunnies. They see the
money, 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 money.
They see it, they see it.